Sunday, December 31st, Liturgy of the Hours Morning Prayer. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who was obedient to Mary and Joseph. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of God, who was obedient to Mary and Joseph. In our morning prayer hymn, Joseph of Nazareth, you are the man, less in the line that rose from David, king, down through the royal generations ran and ends with Jesus Christ. Gabriel from heaven came to Mary's side, came with the joyful promise of a king, came to you also, Joseph, to confide that God conceived this child. Guardian and foster father of the Christ, honor to you, so chosen by our God. Husband of Virgin Mary, you are first to show us Christian love. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The parents of Jesus went each year to Jerusalem for the solemn feast of Passover. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life, in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, the parents of Jesus went each year to Jerusalem for the solemn feast of Passover. And the second antiphon, the child grew in wisdom and strength, and the favor of God was upon him. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. And repeating the second antiphon, the child grew in wisdom and strength, and the favor of God was upon him. And the third antiphon, his father and mother were full of wonder at what was said about their child. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. Dishonor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, his father and mother were full of wonder at what was said about their child. And our reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may have a long life and prosperity in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And a responsory. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. You were obedient to Mary and Joseph. Have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, Lord, give us light through the example of your family, and guide our feet into the way of peace. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, that set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, Lord, give us light through the example of your family, and guide our feet into the way of peace. Enter intercessions. Let us adore the Son of the living God, who humbled himself to become a son of human family. Let us beseech him, saying, Jesus, you became obedient, sanctify us. Jesus, eternal word of the Father, you made yourself subject to Mary and Joseph. Teach us humility. Jesus, you became obedient to sanctify us. You are our teacher, and your own mother pondered in her heart every one of your words and deeds. Make us attentive to your word, and let us ponder it in hearts that are pure and good. Jesus, you became obedient, sanctify us. Christ, by your work the world was made, but you were willing to be called a worker's son. Teach us to work diligently. Jesus, you became obedient, sanctify us. Jesus, in the family at Nazareth, you grew in wisdom, age, and grace before God and men. Help us to grow in all things toward you, our head. Jesus, you became obedient, sanctify us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, we'll say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, help us to live as the Holy Family, united in respect and love. Bring us to joy, the joy and peace of your eternal home. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.